Welcome back to another episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Barbera. And on this episode, I wanted to talk about how to become an overnight success. Now, I know a lot of you guys have seen them everywhere on social media and everywhere. And, you know it's possible, right? So let's cover how to actually become an overnight success. Everybody thinks that if you want to become an overnight success, then you should pretty much start your own business, right? So this is the reason why so many people decide to get into real estate investing or any other entrepreneurial venture, because you see it on social media, you see it everywhere, on TV now, they have shows everywhere that people are starting their own businesses and they become instantly millionaires and, you know, they have all the yachts and the cars and the houses and everything. The problem is that you all see it. I mean, and not you guys. I mean, we all do. It's the same reason I got into it as well. We all see the end result, but we don't see the journey that they had to take. You understand? And this is something that I want to stress to you guys, because I speak to so many people that are getting into real estate and they're becoming severely stressed out and overwhelmed because they're not becoming an overnight success. It's not happening fast enough, and they don't understand what's wrong, right? They feel like they've been sold a lie. And I guess you kind of have been, right? Social media, TV, everything kind of creates a prettier picture of what it really takes to become successful in anything in life. And that lie, I guess, has led to a lot of people having immense amounts of stress, tremendous amount of overestimating what they're worth and what they can actually achieve. So, like, Bill Gates has this quote that he says, we overestimate what we can do in a year and extremely underestimate what we can do in 10. Now, I know a lot of you right now, as soon as I said 10, you know, your butthole's puckered up, right? You got a little, like, squeamish, like, holy crap, 10 years, this is going to take me 10 years? Yeah, most likely it will. If you're truly serious about it, you know, becoming successful and becoming an overnight success takes real determination. And this is not for the faint of heart. This is not for people that, you know, are looking for kind of like a side gig or something like that. And I get it. Again, you know, you go onto Facebook or Instagram or whatever, and you're seeing these people that are killing it, you know, every day in whatever field you're looking at, right? So I see it a lot in real estate. I see somebody come on and, you know, they'll have that douchey picture of a check and, you know, I just made 8 grand or 12 grand or 16 grand, you know, with only 5 hours worth of work, or just spoke to this homeowner and just grabbed this property and wholesaled it and made 16 grand real quick. This is so easy. If you actually take the time to follow that person, you can actually track their so-called success. And they're not always killing it. You understand? They're not always showing you their $16,000 checks, because the majority of the time, they're not making it. And the issue is that they can control what you see, because they are their own PR agency. So they can post whatever they want to post. They can go to a wholesale deal that they're doing and post that they're renovating it. I mean, that's the one thing that entrepreneurship, I think, kind of has as a disadvantage, is that there's no way for most people to actually see your scorecard, right? So, I mean, you can't say you're a great, let's say, basketball player, because they're going to be like, all right, let's go play some basketball. I want to see how great you are, right? And there's a way that you can show that you actually suck and you're not in the NBA for a reason. And with entrepreneurship, you don't have that. With entrepreneurship, anybody can go out and say, I'm successful. Here's a cool picture of me in a house, or here's a cool picture of me running my business. And maybe they're completely broke, right? I mean, maybe they're in debt up to their, you know, eyeballs, because they're not actually succeeding, but they can control the narrative on social media. And that's what you're seeing, and that's what you're falling for. So I want to let you know that I've spoken to way, way too many people that are actually successful. And not one of them has become successful overnight. Not one of them has become successful in a year. I mean, every single one I speak to, they are busting their ass day in and day out on their business. And it's been years. If they even have any, the ones that have any level of success, and I'm talking about just any level, not you know, ridiculous success, they've been in it for years. And the ones that have ridiculous success, they've been in it for over a decade. You understand? So, like, this does not come easy. And that's the one thing that you guys got to understand. So I kind of broke it down to, there are three P's that I talk about that I think you need in order to become an overnight success. So these P's are passion, right? You need to have passion for what you're going to be doing. If you don't have passion for that industry, for that job, or that product, or whatever it is that you're creating, it's never going to succeed. Passion drives, it drives you through the tough times. Because as a business owner, you're going to have tough times. I mean, that's not even a question. It's not a question of if, it's more of a question of how hard is it going to be. You understand? And your passion is what's going to push you through that. If you don't have passion for the business, the service, the product, whatever it is that you're doing, you're not going to get through the tough times. It's not going to happen. And then as a new business owner, regardless of what industry, you need the passion to want to learn the industry, right? So myself and my business partner, John, we're always learning new things about real estate. And we've been doing this. I've been studying real estate for, I don't know, 7-8 years. And I've been actually implementing it for about 6 or 7 years and successful for like 4. And by successful, I mean that real estate has been paying our bills. But it's taken a long time and we still study the industry. We're always running data, looking at the market, seeing new players, new strategies, new techniques, how to grow, how to innovate, how to change. And the only reason we're doing that is because we love what we do. We have passion for what we do. So that first P is very, very important. Then you want to have persistence. So the second P is persistence. Any problem that you come across in business, persistence will get you to solve it. If you give up right away, you give up. That's it. It's over, right? That problem is going to run right over you. But if you're persistent in making sure that you're like just always pushing forward, always going forward, and you just keep going at it and you face a problem. Like, I mean, if I wasn't persistent with my negotiation skills, as soon as I speak to a homeowner and then I just go to them and tell them, hey, you know, I want to buy your house for 50. And they say, okay. Like, that's it. You don't learn anything, right? But that doesn't happen like that. What happens is they tell you no. Now, it's my persistence that kicks in, and I'm like, well, why not? You understand? What am I missing here? Is the price too low? Did I run my numbers incorrectly? Are you the wrong person? Did I speak to you in the wrong way? Did I sell you wrong? So I was able to refine my skills because I kept pushing through that. You understand? And I was very, very persistent with my education, with, you know, with the way I spoke to homeowners, the way I spoke to my buyers. I mean, a buyer would tell me no on a property and it wasn't over. I mean, they tell me no, I keep hounding them in a nice way, sort of. But I kept hounding them like, why not? What's wrong? What did I miss? Is this really not a good deal? Or are you full of shit maybe, right? There's a lot of buyers that they say they're buyers and they can't actually deliver. So I was very persistent in trying to figure it out. How can I do this? Why is this not working this way? You know, what's another way of getting at it? You know, one thing that, so we have a group of apprentices that we were helping out and teaching these past couple weeks. And one thing I told them, I was like, you got to be pretty much a student of the trade. And persistence comes in where you can't, pretty much, you if you have a problem and you say, I can't solve this problem, your brain shuts down, right? because you say, I can't solve it. So your brain is like, all right, screw it. Why do we even need to think about it? But instead, you need to ask, how can I solve this? Right? What options do I have? What else can I do? Because at that point, your brain kicks on and it starts working. And it works even when you're not realizing it's working. When you're driving, when maybe you're out with your friends or you're sleeping or whatever, your brain, because you asked that question, you left it open. So your brain is constantly searching for an answer. And that's where persistence comes in, is that you're always looking for more answers, for better ways of doing things. Like, I mean, John, he manages all of our renovations now. He never stops looking for ways to make sure our renovations are working more efficiently. You understand that they're making more money, that even our contractors are making more money, that they're happy. Like, we're always strategizing and looking. And today we even had a conversation about how to make sure, how can we motivate our contractors a little more? How can we make sure that they make a little more money? You know, and it's always looking for that way of how can we be better, right? And it's that, it's because of the persistence and then again, the passion for this business that we keep going there. And then the third and last P is patience. You know, if you don't have patience to wait for your business to become successful and the patience for the things to play out as they need to, you're not going to make it, I mean, in anything. It doesn't even matter if you want to start your own business, but I mean, you're just not going to make it. Everything takes time. You know, there's, I mean, I would love for things to go as fast as I want them to go. Nothing would make me happier. But a lot of my anxiety and my stress comes from my lack of patience. I'm very, very impatient. I always used to say that if patience was a person, I would beat their ass because of how little patience I have. But one thing that I've come to realize is that if you don't have patience, the only person you're hurting is yourself. Because things are still going to take the time they're going to take, regardless of your emotions. The only difference is going to be is, are you still around when those things come back? Right? So if you're doing marketing, if you're looking for leads, for deals, negotiating deals and everything, if you let that lack of patience get to you, by the time those deals and that marketing and all those things start paying out, you're done. You know, and that's one thing that always plays in my head every time I have a patience issue is this image. I'm sure you guys have seen it. It's like this miner digging for diamonds, and you have two of them, right? And the one of them stopped and he's heading back because he gave up, and he's like a foot away from hitting the jackpot. And then the other one's down there, he's digging even further than that one, and the jackpot is quite a ways away. Which I love that, because it's just the jack, you're always gonna hit it as long as you don't give up, right? Because you will get there. It's just who knows how long it's going to take for you to get there. And if you have persistence and passion, you will get there a lot sooner than most people will. But it's still going to take time. It's not going to happen in a year. It's not going to happen in 2 years. You understand? It will take time. So that being said, you have your your three P's, right? Passion, persistence, and patience. Having that in mind, I want you to ask yourself these four questions. I believe these four questions to be very important. So question number one, why are you doing this? If the first thing that comes to your mind as I ask that is money, you're in it for the wrong reason. The reason I'm telling you this is because money is going to drive you to make all the worst decisions for your business. Money is going to make you chase it and not really set up the systems and the foundation that is required for that money to start coming to you bucketfuls, right? So if you're doing this for money, or maybe if you're doing this for status, because you just want to look cool, everybody's becoming an entrepreneur, right? When I was a kid, I grew up in New York, everybody wanted to be a rapper. I mean, all of my friends, everybody, they were all, you know, making their own little mixtapes, and they would get together and, you know, and spit lines and do their stuff. And everybody wanted to be a rapper because that was the cool thing. If not, they wanted to be an athlete, right? Play basketball, football, whatever. It was just that. Like, nobody aspired to really, you know, be anything other than that, or at least where I grew up. And nowadays, I'm looking at kids, and everybody wants to be an entrepreneur, right? So that's the new cool thing. Even rappers and athletes want to be entrepreneurs now. That's the cool thing. So just because it's cool and you've seen some people, you know, succeed in it, just pay attention. Like, actually look at how many people are actually succeeding versus the number that are trying. I mean, it's very, very few, the amount of people that actually succeed. So if you're doing this for status or for money, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. You have to do it because you believe in what you're doing. You have to believe and love what you're doing, right? So I love real estate. I truly do. I've been in this industry my whole life. I've always renovated houses. We did all that, which I hated that part. But I liked the side of the business, right? I liked the side of looking at properties, looking at the market, knowing that everybody needs a roof over their head. So it's an industry that I think is always going to generate money. You just got to position yourself in the right way. And it's fun for me. It's problem solving. I've made it in a way that I enjoy doing what I do. But I love this, and it's not for the money. Now, that is a very, very important point. If you're simply doing this, again, for the money or for the status, you're not going to succeed. Don't even bother going forward. Because I'm not saying you won't make money. You will make money at anything, especially in the market that we're in. You're just not going to last. You understand? And your business is just not going to grow. And it's going to be something that's going to keep you occupied for a year or two. You're going to make a little bit of money to, you know, pay your bills and maybe, I don't know, get a new car or whatever dumb shit you're thinking about. And that's about it. You understand? Because you require the three P's. You require the passion, the persistence, the patience to be able to actually grow something sustainable and something exponential, something that's going to take you to that next level. You know, so your why is very important. Question number two is your resourcefulness. How resourceful are you? Because as you start a business, you're not, and this is something that you need to really understand, you don't know shit, right? Even, I don't care how many business books you read or how many seminars you go to, until your feet are in there, that you're actually putting in the work, you're going to realize there's so much stuff that you just don't know. I can talk to you all day long about flipping a house, but until you get into a house to flip it, you're not going to know what needs to get done. You're not going to know what challenges are going to present themselves. You understand? You're not going to be able to see through a wall to see if that wall has termite damage. You're not going to. It only happens when you start actually working on the project and you're already in it. That's it. You're in it. Got to get it done. And then you start getting it done and you're like, holy crap. Look at this. Look at this. You know what I mean? And then you start seeing how bad it was or how hard it is. And at that point is when you need to be resourceful. Who can you call? Who can you speak to? What can you do to make sure it still works out? And that resourcefulness is what's going to get you through so many more problems moving forward, right? So you're going to need to be very, very resourceful as a business owner, because you're going to face many challenges along with your bookkeeping, with your finances, with your marketing, with your branding, with, you know, the way you manage your clients, your employees, all of that. There's a ton of challenges. But if you're resourceful enough, like, that's the only reason we're even in business. Every time we have a problem, I have somebody I can reach out to. I have something I can go and get and that can help me. I have knowledge about construction. I have whatever is needed to get it done. I can get it done because I'm resourceful enough to do it. You know, so, I mean, we've had a lot of times that we've had to fire contractors halfway through the projects because they just start getting lazy or they get in over their heads or, you know, whatever it may be. But I'm resourceful enough that I either find somebody else that can take it on or I take it on myself. We just get our tool belts with John. We get our tools and we head over there and finish the project. But that's resourcefulness, right? It's not pretty. I'm not saying it is, but it's something that's going to get you to that next level. Question number three is, are you willing to do this 24/7, 365 for the next 10 years. Now, I know, again, I said that 10-year word, and you guys are probably freaking out, but if you want anything of any measurable success, you need to be able to go through market cycles and still be left standing. So I hear, I see so many business owners in today's market that so many people that are even in business right now only know a great market because they never started before that 2008 crash, right? So they were riding this wave all the way up. So they only know a good market. And I'm seeing them already working themselves out of the business because they're becoming successful. And I'm telling them, I'm like, but your business is not battle tested. I was like, you've never hit a bad economy where you need to actually see, can your business withstand? Do you have the right process in place? Do you have the right operating procedures in place in your business that when shit hits the fan, your business can withstand that crash, that hit? And if you start working your way out of your business right now, what's going to happen is when your business gets tested, you're not going to know enough about your own damn business to step back into it and get it done. That's why you need to be in it for at least 10 years. You got to be in it to hit a slump and you are in the company, you know, all hands on deck. You're covered up to your head in shit at that point, and you got to be able to work your way out of it. Now, when you do that, then you can call yourself a success because you not only know how to grow a business in a good market, which everybody should be able to, but you know how to protect and grow your business in a bad market. Now you can start working your way out of the business. But that's not going to happen in 2 years at all. You need to go through a market cycle in at least 10 years because this market cycle doesn't seem like it ever wants to end. But when it does, that's going to be the true test of your abilities, of your business. You understand? That's really the true test. So you need to be able to be willing to put in that kind of work. And I'm not joking about the 365. I mean, ask anybody that's really in business. You're always working. You never stop. You understand? Even if you decide to take any vacations, which I think the first couple of years, you should not be going anywhere. But if you decide to take any vacations, like, you're still working. And that's something that you and your family need to be okay with because that's a sacrifice you got to make. Now, I'm not saying you need to work the whole vacation, but you need to keep a pulse on your business. You understand? You can't just go and say, well, I deserve a week off. Says who? Like, why do you deserve anything? You're the one that decided to start this. This is a newborn baby, right? Like, a newborn baby needs your attention at all times. You can't just leave it for a week and think, you know, I have fed it enough for the last couple months. It should be able to understand how to eat. No, still needs your help. You understand? In a business, until it's been battle-tested, is a newborn baby. You cannot be leaving it. You understand? You got to be able to work it and continue working it. And you got to put those procedures and processes in place. And now question number 4, and this is a very important question too. Are you willing to work for free? So this is something that a lot of businesses get hurt because somebody quits their job, right? Because they're going to be a, you know, rock star entrepreneur and they have a little bit of savings. So they have no other option but their business to succeed right away. And what happens is that, again, like a newborn baby, you got to keep feeding your business. You cannot let your business make a little bit of money and then you pull it away. And it makes a little bit of money and you take it away because you need it. The problem with that is that your business can only grow so much that way. It's always losing money. You got to be able to reinvest in your business in order to have it grow. Even when you hire new people, you lose money until those people start producing. You understand? So if you're not willing to hire people, like, you're not going to grow because your business is going to be only able to grow as far as you can take it. So in order to grow a business, in order to actually make it a successful business, you have to be able to reinvest money. John and I have been in the same salary for I don't know how many years, right? We don't increase our salaries because we have just enough to take care of our bills and that's it. The rest stays in the business. Because if we don't grow this company, if we don't grow our business, we're always going to be in the same position. It's going to be impossible to ever grow. It's going to be impossible to scale because we can't bring anybody on because we keep taking money every time the business makes anything. So you got to be willing to do that. And it's going to take not 1 year. It could take 2, 3, 4, up to 5 years before you can actually start pulling from your business. And you have to be willing to know that and understand that that's going to happen. Now, how do you do that? I don't know. Maybe you have a partner, you know, a husband, wife, whatever, that can supplement that income. Maybe you stay on somebody's couch. You rent a room. Figure it out. Cut your expenses down so you don't have to take from your business. The more you leave in your business at the beginning, the quicker it's going to get to where you want to be. Because it will cost money to grow your business. So those are the four questions that you need to ask yourself, and you need to be honest with it. You don't lie to yourself, because lying to yourself, all it does is it gets you into deep waters that later you can't get out of, right? You're gonna start a business and everything because you lie to yourself, probably borrow a lot of money, probably leverage whatever you had to start this business while you knew that some of these questions weren't truthful, and then you're gonna fail. And then you only have yourself to blame at that point. And then all the stress, all the headaches, all the money you lost, for what? Again, just to be Instagram famous? Like, that's the dumbest thing to chase. Don't do it. Don't hurt yourself. If you really want money, and let's say, but you know, you're a killer salesperson, right? And you're like, man, if I start my own business, I'm a killer salesperson. Yeah, killer salesperson. And, I can kill it, right? So I can start my own business. But if you want the money, go work for somebody that can pay you what you're worth. Trust me, you're going to make a lot more money that way than running your own business. You know, if you have an ability that you feel you're so special with that ability that you want to go start your own business, go work for somebody that needs that ability, that's willing to pay for that ability. Or go partner with somebody that needs that ability, that has already a business that's successful. Because then that way you can start a little higher up on the ladder, making money from day one. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Again, you don't get points for trying. You have to succeed in this. So that being said, you have those questions, answers. You looked at the three P's. Reach out to business owners that you know of, that you trust. Go talk to them, because I want them to talk you out of this. So if you can go speak to business owners that have been in business, successfully in business, for 3, 5 years, go talk to them and ask them, like, how is it running your own business? What have you learned? What are the headaches? Ask them all these questions. Hopefully you're talking to people that are honest, and they're going to tell you how tough it's been. They're going to tell you their challenges. They're going to tell you how little they sleep at night at the beginning, how stressed out they were, you know, and they're going to tell you all of that. And then they're also going to tell you how much they love it, how much they could care less about the stress and all that, because they wouldn't change it for anything else. I know, because we run a meetup here in San Antonio that's for founders, and we have founders from all different types of businesses that we get together, and they all say the same things. We all have the same issues. This is nothing new. We all deal with immense stress, headaches. You know, some people use drugs, other people use alcohol, other people have therapists. Like, it's not easy. You understand? But every single one of them, you ask them, you're like, well, why don't you stop and go get a job? Man, that's like if you just kick a guy in the nuts when you ask them that question. Nothing upsets them more. You understand? Because they love what they do. So when you see that and you see how much work it really is, that it's not just coming from me, that you'd speak to other business owners and they're telling you the same thing, you'll see if you're dedicated enough, if you have that kind of passion for what you're looking to do in order to push forward. And once you realize that, you'll realize that once you get going, it's fun. I mean, it's something that and trust me, I'm anybody that knows me, they know I'm high stress, high anxiety. Like, I have a lot of issues, but I could not do anything other than this. You understand? Like, I mean, it is something that it's my oxygen. As much as it strangles me sometimes, it's still my oxygen. I love what I do, and I could not do anything else. So that is what drives me. And that's how what I've seen with these people, what drives them is that same passion. You got to have it. You got to have that drive for your business. And one thing that I would encourage you guys to say to yourselves is, if you're thinking about jumping forward or you already have a business that you just started, is tell yourself, it will take the next 10 years working 24/7, 365, before I can truly become an overnight success. And just say that to yourself over and over and over. Say that to yourself. Because what that's going to do is it's going to set your expectations accordingly. And it's going to help in mitigating all the stress, all the headaches, all the drama that you face in your life while owning a business. Because the stress and the drama and everything comes from unrealistic expectations, right? You think that you, just because it's you and you're super cool and you just started the business, you're going to kill it in a year. You're not that special. Nobody is. I'm sorry. You're just not. You understand? Like, you got to put in the work. You got to eat the shit. You got to work your way up. It's going to be that way. And if you can accept that from the beginning, you're going to see your journey becomes that much easier as you move forward. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Again, this is the quick route to becoming an overnight success. So we covered the 3 P's and the 4 questions you should be asking yourself. So I really hope you guys enjoyed this. Again, the Black Sheep Open is September 14th. We're taking in golfers right now. Anybody that plays golf, putt-putt or Top Golf more than qualifies you. If you have a team, that's great. If not, come alone. We'll pair you with some great people. You're going to have a blast, a lot of drinks, food, prizes, a lot of giveaways. It's all for charity. So check it out. Share with anybody that you know that loves golf or that wants to support our troops. And just come check it out. So blacksheepopen.com. Check that out. And I would love a review or anything. I mean, shoot me an email. Let me know what you guys are thinking about the podcast, what you love, what you hate, any topics you want me to cover. So let me know. Shoot me an email. And I will catch you guys on the next one.